Jordan steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
I'm back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and it feels good to be back in this studio, and I'm glad you're here. We're going to have an awesome week ahead of us. Steve Rummage in the building, Nick Vavano's in the booth.
It is Monday, and you know we love Mondays around here because Mondays are always in abundance. Mondays
is our
radio.
Saturdays. Just say it, Steve.
Yeah, Mondays really are like your Saturday or something. What are you doing?
I'm trying to blow my ears out on this one. Did you sabotage me?
What are you? It's not my fault. It's Nick's fault.
Who cranked up these volumes? Listen,
gosh dang it, Nick.
I'm sorry, listeners.
You guys label your microphones freaking weird on here, all right? Is it counterclockwise or what? Like, it's 1, 2, 6. Like, I'm just guessing. I'm just back here hitting all the buttons. Mm. So basically the same thing I do in this.
Listen, no, it's... Listen.
You didn't get me one?
No.
You mother...
I settled that debt, so...
So you start another one, and then I'm in debt.
Hey.
Process, you're a true friend. Will you go get me a soda on, like, Deadbeat Steve?
I will pay for the soda. I will pay for the soda if Process will go get it. I don't care. Here's the thing, man. It was a...
First text of the day. I love this job! First okay. Texter, 8093... QB is needed. QB change is needed. Reminds, ...
We'll get to that. I will say I come out this morning, the last couple days. Let me do my appreciation post really, or appreciation post, but appreciation. The weather has been perfect.
Mm.
It's been, my son played about 6 o'clock on Saturday. Beautiful
weather.
What's
the stat line? You get us a stat line?
We don't do stats after the games. I do like that.
You left him in a league that doesn't do stats?
No. I like it because, no, they do stats.
Ugh.
But post-game, most of the teams, they kind of read off every player's stats. Like, our team don't. It's like, don't worry about it. We got your stats recorded. You can get your stats somewhere else.
Ugh.
Like, we're talking right now. Like, they post-game, boom, 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 get out of here. Like, yeah, you know, I'm like, I love it.
But dude, you have access to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No.
Okay, I'm
but they
with
don't
that.
Do the, like, okay, you know, Elijah, 3 tackles.
No.
You know, yeah.
No. I want you to say my 3 sacks right in front of this whole team.
Hey, well, Coach, there's no I in team.
I
there
want
is
them,
one in
no.
scholarship. So listen. Let's, you know, at least they're getting that tape on. Let's go.
Listen, Marcus Maven, 26 points, 5 steals, and 4 assists. Hey.
Well, let me tell you something, though. Here's the problem.
No, because I want the people who didn't have the stats to deal with it. I practice harder than you. Say my stats.
Yeah.
Jasmine Jones, all rookie team. Congratulations, Jasmine Jones.
Congratulations.
Good job. Okay, keep going.
Here's the problem, though, with stats, though, is he's not getting a lot of run on defense. Sad. It's warranted, though. Like, it's right.
We'll make him start keeping pancakes then.
I wouldn't play him either. On defense.
Oh, so yeah. your ha ha no stats is Steve centric, is Rummage centric. Because if he had off, if he was no, if he was getting, if he was,
we don't have a lot of braggy dads on our team.
If he was so, snaking,
no, I don't mind it.
If he was snaking goal line carries, if he was Mike Allstott in it, in the end zone, hey coach, I need these stats.
He did block well against. It was probably two of the best teams playing, and he did block really well. I was happy about that. But he says he's going to have to.
Did
get
you
it.
Ask him how he thought he played?
Yes. Thought he did pretty good.
That's important.
What did he say?
He said, I felt like I got my hips around. I feel like I sealed off the end. And I was like, I agree.
Did you ask him what he didn't do well?
No. No, no.
Just, oh, I did good. Okay, cool.
Listen, I will say this, though.
I try to give Steve advice that I've seen work with my own two. If a Maven doesn't have a damn playbook.
Yeah.
There ain't a playbook.
No.
And I give Steven Rummage the personal playbook. I say, Steve, after the game, you don't tell him how you think he did. You don't give him an emotional gesture. You give him nothing. And you say, how do you think he did today?
Mm-hmm.
And let him describe how he did.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you think you can improve?
Yeah.
And so to give the kid self-awareness of the trajectory of his career. And Steve won't do it.
What?
Like two simple things. Do it every time, Steve.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He ain't got it. So now I will say this.
It's the worst. This is the worst. Yeah. Somebody's going to record this and play it for him in school.
No, he'll be a nice player. He'll be a nice player in high school. He will probably his size. I mean, he's in 12s at age 11. He'll probably get recruited.
How big are you? I mean, you're a pretty good size dude.
Yeah, I'm about 6'2".
Yeah,
6'2", and a half, maybe. I'm going to give myself a half.
Always use that.
I've been telling people you're 6'4". I was like, you better be nice to me. My friend Steve's 6'4". Yeah, he doesn't buy me sodas, but he'll beat you up.
Not quite 6'4", but I like that. If I was 6'4", I would have been at Tennessee.
Steve is sturdy, so he does look taller than what he really is.
But here's the thing. My 2-year-old, he's got it. You're going to watch him on Saturdays. I don't know about Sundays, but you'll be watching him on Saturdays.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So anyway, so I had that going on this weekend.
Second text, did Satterfield run one screen? Third text, the line is horrible. Fourth text, welcome back, Five.
We'll get to all of them. Let's give props real quick to the Reds.
In the playoffs. I can do that.
In the playoffs.
I can do that.
Yep, thank you, Reds. For closing out the season. And Mitchell's got to pay me $50 now. It's funny. I bet Jack money, right, on a series. And I was like, Jack, I'm not going to make you pay. Like, I'm not going to do it. With Mitch, I'm taking my $50. Yeah. No.
How are you going to – okay, wait. I love Crean as much as anybody here.
Yeah.
But how are you going to make the kid not pay?
Listen,
it's his voice.
Because Crean come in
– No, screw
it's
that. Just because his voice. I've lost bets to Crean.
Yeah.
And he was very – You know, he wasn't a pain in the butt. He wasn't coming at me with like a tire iron, but he would. You know,
he didn't go Family Guy Stewie
right.
on Brian
right exactly yeah. Where's my money? Like he wouldn't go to that because we bet pizza like typical
yeah.
Like if the Mets won the season series,
okay.
He bought me a New York pizza. If the Cubs won the season series between the two, I bought him a Lou Malnati's. Past 2 years, I've been buying him freaking Lou Malnati's because the Mets suck.
Okay, well but, here's the problem though.
We are rolling on YouTube channel, by the way.
Crean pissed me off, though, because he come in here running his mouth about the Reds, and he was like, the Reds won't beat. They can't beat the White Sox 2 out of 3. And I was like, Crean, they're going to win 2 out of 3 against the White Sox. He was like, okay, how much you want to bet? And I was like, I'll bet you $20. I was like, Crean, I ain't messing with that. I said $100 right now. Said $100 right now, they'd take 2 or 3 from the White Sox. Because the White Sox had just made the playoffs. I was like, the Reds are smoking hot. They're going to beat them. I thought they were going to beat them all 3.
Wow.
And, yeah, and Crean's like, okay.
So you felt like you bullied him into
that. Yeah, and I'm like, he ain't got $100. His check probably ain't $100. Like, you
thank
know
you
saying?
For noticing that us producers like, make no money.
You know what I'm saying?
No, right. Seriously.
Nobody makes any money. Don't take it personal.
I
ain't making all my money back.
No,
so.
You guys get peanuts, but we get the shells. So, you know, listen, one of those things.
Hey, everybody. How about this?
Y'all better be glad we love this job.
We'll talk checks.
I'm saying.
Because I need my money back on my checks.
Okay.
So, anyways, but yeah. So, I was like, Crane, I'm not going to make you pay me $100. But, Mitch, I want my $50. Like, now.
He just came in second in the
good.
I don't know how the hell Blankenbaker caught him in our fantasy baseball league. I know no one cares about your fantasy football league. No one cares about your fantasy baseball, but we're going to give an update because I knocked Drew out of the top three. So that makes me excited. I got third place, so I get a little bit of money. And then Chesty Mitch, who I quite honestly, I didn't think anyone was going to be able to catch him. Somehow Blankenbaker. Absolutely, like, you know, full on, like, authentic, like, just like caught him down the wire. Like, so now, not only does Mitch have to pay you, he doesn't have the bevy of first place.
When it comes to bets in 2020, I suggest that everybody, when the bet is made, go ahead and cash app it, and you leave it on pending. And the moment that your team wins, you accept. That way we know it's on the boards, it's on the books. Now, if you want to do a jack and you want to send it back to them, feel free. But I don't play that game. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not betting anybody where I got to chase them down to pay my money after my team wins.
That's good. I will say, for the most part, everyone here, it took me a little while, but that was mostly just because of logistics, getting the pizza to Cream. But everyone, for the most part, I think pays their debts. We're all kind of like Lannisters here. You know,
I don't even want to make it awkward because, like I said, I'm going to be like, margin call, fool.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, every day I'm going to remind people on air, like, yeah, Mitch, it is 10-16 on the 28th, and Mitch has not paid his debt yet.
I like Dwayne Wade's video of just, Paul Pierce, you know where I live, run it. I mean, his sound, just run it. Yeah. We're going to have some great sound today, too, by the way.
I might have to track that sound bite now. That could be a theme on the show.
Yeah, just Twitter. Twitter.
Paying your debts.
Yeah. You can hit it right
away. All right.
Let's do it, Steve.
All right.
Nikki, let's do it, Nikki.
All right. It's 10-16.
Texter, let's do it.
All right.
Go ahead, people. You have to have this conversation. It's awkward, but let's do it.
Okay.
Come on, Steve. Don't get quiet.
It's not what I was expecting.
Steve. Oh, good Seattle. I need to take a trip to Seattle.
Me too. Look nice.
It looks so beautiful, doesn't it? So lush.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that level of green in a long time. It
looked kind of gloomy to me. Which is why Dak Prescott threw multiple interceptions. When you're up there, I mean, you ask us to go to Seattle. We shouldn't have to go to Seattle. Yeah, it was terrible. The Cowboys are fine. They've lost two games by a total of 10 points. Okay? They're okay. They're fine. They're fine. They're okay. Everything is fine with the Dallas Cowboys. We're not. We're fine. Dang it, we're fine. All right? I don't know. What do you want me to say? Jackasses. Most talented roster in the NFL.
They are by far the most talented roster in the NFL, Steve.
1-2. It's sad. At least the division sucks.
Give me a quick roar. Give me, finish that off with a quick roar. 81-50, 93-9. Let's go, Lions! It starts today. Let's go, Lions! I needed that.
The Lions win?
Yeah.
I am glad the Lions
won. That is aggressive right there.
I've been rooting for the Lions.
Okay, so that about does it for our NFL segment. I mean, we don't have to go too far down the road.
Well,
Lamar Jackson plays tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Towards the end of the show, we'll talk about tonight. Because tonight is maybe the biggest game of the NFL season.
I hope not.
So
I hope not. I mean, I hope they don't do that.
It's the two best teams.
No, but yeah, don't get all jacked up for this game. Go out there, execute. Work on your plays.
Yeah, but still. I'm going to go out and watch that one tonight. So it's that level game.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. Do a little Shepherdsville wing spot.
Yeah. Don't say their names on the air. We have to have deals with them.
Okay.
Well, on the V Show, we accidentally endorse people that aren't sponsors all the time.
We do, too. Nice. We totally used to. We used to, but then, see, once we really got down to, well.
Once people start, like right now, we're in negotiations with a lot of people, and now you have to take their sponsorships very seriously. We're getting a lot of sponsorships, you know, opportunities to join. Now that we got sports back.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how they all came back.
Right now, people, it feels like Trading Places. When was it Dan? Who am I thinking? Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy are just like ready to buy now. You know, just we're gonna corner the frozen orange juice market. It's a good feeling. It's a great feeling to have. Stop putting it on the board, Nikki. Plumber Chuck, before we get rolling, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maven. Fire away.
Well, welcome back, Marcus. Number one, good to have you back.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Pillen did a good job while you were gone, but he's not you. Steve, I called into the drive past 2 weeks with Mark Ennis and Mark Blankenbaker, and I've called U of L games both weeks, and I'm a little worried. So I'm going to have to let you talk about that U of L team. I'm kind of worried about them, buddy. Mm. And y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to you later.
It is going to be a phenomenal week. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah. That's what we do. All jokes aside, that's what we do have to get down to now. So,
I'm ready, Steve.
All right. So Saturday,
where do you want to start, Steve?
We'll take the 3-point L to Pittsburgh.
3-point L to Pittsburgh.
Let me say really quick, an L that before the season started, I said they would lose at Pittsburgh.
Stop stealing from my notes, Steve.
Okay. Is that what you're saying?
You know that's what I had on.
Okay.
I said, let's not forget that we thought Miami, we were just going to win against Miami
and then
go up there and get. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if they're sound right now saying, watch us lose some sloppy 23-20 game up in Pittsburgh. It's going to be all dreary, no fans. We're going to get upset by, you know.
No, there is sound on this show of us saying, man, they're going up there. There's no fan. This was before the season, you know.
It's
going
to be your first morning game. Yeah.
So the loss.
It's going to look like Boston College.
But I'm not moving the goalposts because I had them 2-1. I figured they'd be 2-1.
I didn't know Miami was going to be like that.
No. I thought they would be. And to be fair, I thought they were going to handle Miami. I really thought they were going to handle Miami.
I'm so glad Miami truck-sticked Florida State, Steve.
Yeah, Miami's good, man. Miami's good. I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna put them in the college playoffs just to make myself feel better.
Well, their next game's Clemson, so we'll see. You'll know a lot more then. I mean, truthfully. I mean, and that's going to be a serious game. So Saturday, you take a loss. A loss that I'm not too surprised about, but.
Big picture not surprised about, or by the way we played not surprised about?
In Locke's, well, here's the thing. In Locke's words, the data kind of changes. And the way we lost to Miami, it changed my mind on what I needed to see Saturday.
Right.
See, had the season went the way I thought it was going to go, and we beat Miami, you know, we beat Western, we beat Miami, and then you come into Pitt, you just take that same exact loss. I say, well, yeah. I mean, you know, you kind of go, yeah. I mean, like, you know, but that's not what happened because the way you lost to Miami and then turn around and you lose to Pitt. Let's macro this really quick because I don't know how to attack this, but I'm going to go with what Plumber Chuck is talking about for a second. How worried am I for the rest of the season after that game? Not overly worried for the rest of the season. Now, the reason I say that is, now, don't get me wrong, you turn around and you lose to Georgia Tech, then I'm worried. Then I'm like, okay, we have a serious, serious problem. I do still think Louisville has a lot of wins on the table here in front of them. I don't think that they will play a defensive line again. But here's the problem. I said this on Friday when I called it kind of a swing game. Is now you're kind of playing behind the record. Yeah. You're playing a little bit of catch up. And that's what I don't like this feeling. I don't like with the way the schedule sets up being 1-2, probably 2-2, probably 2-3. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going, okay, 3-3. You know, hopefully at 4-3 in them, even though I do think Louisville will win their last four games of the year. I believe that. Like, I don't think Louisville's trash. I mean, you know, as far as that goes. So there's that big picture. So I'm not panic button right now. One of the reasons I'm not panic button is the defense looked much better. Much better. And that was something we were all worried about. And I thought they were pretty good Saturday.
The defense was pretty good.
I thought the defense was pretty good. Were they great? No. Were they the greatest unit to ever step on the field? No.
What did you like about them? Yeah. What made you feel like there was a big improvement?
Well, first thing is the way they got Pittsburgh off the field
on third downs.
Well, the way they, because see, they started, and this improved as the game went on. They started Pitt third down would make a play, but they were getting Pitt to third down every time. Pitt would make a play, get them to third down. Pitt would make a play.
Mm-hmm.
As the game went on, that started to change. Louisville started to get them off the field at third down. Now, the numbers aren't going to show that because early it was not, it wasn't good. But Louisville started to get Pitt off the field. I mean, it was why at the end of the game, Satterfield was comfortable punting the ball away and saying, I'm going to get the ball back. And the defense did. Three and out, got the football back. I'm not doing that. Every time Louisville's defense plays well, we got to say the text line, I'll see you on there. Well, Pitt sucks. No, I'm not. No. Okay, because even if you want to play that game, look at the rest of Louisville's schedule. Who's that much better than Pittsburgh on offense? Go ahead, tell me. I'm not going to do that. And the thing is, I don't even think that's Kentucky fans doing that. That's Louisville fans at this point saying every time Louisville does something well,
improves anywhere,
it's like you have to knock what they were playing. Well, yeah, but that don't count because Pittsburgh sucked. Well, we don't play in the SEC West. So, I mean, it's not like down the schedule. So, no, when you project it out with what Louisville's going to play, they're fine.
They improved.
Yes, they improved. Like, I'm sorry, they did. They were better. So
that quarterback could throw.
Yes.
He could throw that football.
Yes. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback, man. Like, I mean, dude, he's ranked in the top five. It was like in percentage. Like, come on. Like, so I thought they were pretty good. I thought the secondary, Isaac Hayes, much better this week. He made a few big plays. Marlon Character really stepped up. Looked like he was doing some things.
He was committed to hitting people.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so and again, we're just pointing out the good things at this moment. It's not all good.
Right. Yeah,
so even on the defensive end, there were things, but up front, we saw more pressure out of the defensive line. Mm-hmm. Like, we're seeing improvement with the defense. And listen, I'm sorry, but after the Miami game, that's what you wanted to see. And that's what we saw. I mean, listen, the defense, if I had told you you're going up to Pitt and you're going to hold them to 23, I'm sorry, you would have guaranteed a win. You would have guaranteed a win.
You got a turnover.
Yeah. No, you got two, right?
You got two.
Yeah, you got two.
Gave it right back.
Yeah, we did give it right back. But now I will say this. Now, again, where we're still lacking a little bit is that killer mentality of or kill the play mentality, I guess I should say. Abdullah rolls the guy over.
Oh.
Three guys just kind of stand there. Go finish the play. Go. You've got to be aware enough, because I'm watching the game live and I'm going, all right, he's still up. Like, as it's happening, like, I can tell.
We were on the phone actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's things. I mean, and that you can call that a fluke play. I don't. I think it's technique. It's not a fluke play. You should have finished it off. It wasn't like a fluky. The ball bounced around and stuff.
That doesn't happen to players who finish nastily.
No, absolutely.
It does not happen.
Absolutely.
You run through.
And it costs you the game.
Yep. You run through your tackles early. You run through your tackles late. That habit right there is the reason I say, speaking of, you know, of critiquing.
Yeah.
I say, bye week, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play some tackle football.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
We're gonna play some tackle football.
Yeah, we got a scrimmage Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't know if they do.
But. No, but you understand what I'm saying we're gonna play some tackle football because you guys are lacking physicality, and I mean I get it though. I get when I don't want to put my players who have the potential.
Yeah.
You know, I Rajay Burns.
And I'm sorry, Texter. I just read the full text. I kind of jumped on that text about Pitt's offense.
Right.
They're asking, was that Pitt's offense? I'm sorry. Good text. I'm just hypersensitive.
Emotional, right?
Yeah.
No, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, listen, I would rather play guys that are a step slower.
Yes.
That are going to finish the play at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And see, let me say this, Steve. I think it's hard for people to wrap their minds around long-term improvement. I think it's difficult for people to wrap their heads around, I have to do this for the good of a 2-year program, of a 3-year rebuild, right?
Yeah.
Listen to the way Coach Satterfield talked about Narduzzi, the coordinator?
Yeah. Oh, no, Narduzzi is the head coach.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He was the coordinator at Michigan State.
Listen to him address. He said, this team is well developed. The team we just played against, the defensive line, he has guys in there. He redshirted them. He developed them.
Mm-hmm.
The reason so many Americans are like in debt is because they can't wrap their minds around long-term planning. You know, day-to-day sacrifice for long-term planning. Listen, it's the reason we think chess masters are magicians.
Yeah.
You can't wrap your mind around somebody thinking 26 moves ahead. I'm going to do 15 moves to capture this, you know, this character. I'm looking at a chessboard and I see 130 possibilities, you know, to trap his, you know, his, like people who, when you're doing long-term planning, when you're trying to win a championship in 5 years or 6 years, that's 17, you know, that's 150 ways to get, you know, different plans to get better.
Yeah.
So this week, if all of a sudden, don't be surprised. I'll be almost proud. I'll be proud if we get an injury report with three guys that we really need if they turn up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be happy, of course, right? But once you identify, you guys don't. This is still football, fellas.
Yeah.
We can't run and thump because you're taking that running and thumping to the field.
Yeah.
You have to mature in the game of football.
Sure.
Before we can even talk about winning games.
Yeah.
And building programs. So, point being, you saw guys not like you said, not helping finish the play.
Yeah.
He's
going to make it? No, I know.
Multiple times.
Well, the problem is even when they – even guys that
– Every time I do that.
I know. But even guys that were finishing plays, like Marlon Character, you still had the rollover play. He was right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's not a commitment to every single play. And that's where we're still, I think, lacking mentality-wise,
right,
too, is because he was one of the – he was, I mean, right next to the play. So if he has that consistent mentality, he finishes that play off on the ground there. Now, I will say –
And you win the game.
Yeah, and you win the game. I mean, it's 100%. I mean, that
– You were holding them to field goals all day.
I thought Drew had a good point this morning when he kind of said, and I'm not quoting him verbatim, but his basic point was, you feel like there were a lot of things they did wrong, but also you feel, you know, I mean, one two plays, mm-hmm. you win the game. You know, it's like that. It's that simple of a change.
Which could be a good thing or a bad thing moving forward. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano, and this SportsCenter update is brought to you by Grateful Brewing Company. Mention ESPN Louisville for a discount on your next appetizer at the Middletown location only. Tough weekend on the gridiron for the Cards. Falling to number 24 Pittsburgh, 23-20 on the road. The Cards, they had a hard time with their bread and butter. The run game, Satterfield postgame.
It was our guys getting beat. I mean, I just think, you know, we just got beat on some one-on-one blocks, you know, causing pressure in the backfield, and then the same thing in the, within the running game. We had the 175-yard run where they blocked it up really nice, and Hawkins broke that one off. But outside of that, there really wasn't a lot of positive runs either.
The Cards, they drop out of the top 25. Scott Satterfield will meet with the media today at noon. We'll bring you that live on ESPN Louisville. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Chiefs at Ravens. Coverage will begin here on 93.9 The Ville at 7:45. Miss anything from any ESPN Louisville show? Visit the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com. More Maybe to Rummage next. This is SportsCenter.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
Great match last night from AJ Styles. Ladder match. By the way, Roman Reigns, what they're doing with him is some of the best character work in all of wrestling right now. It's absolutely incredible.
Such a good heel.
Yeah. He has done a great job. And last night was awesome.
Was the overall approval rating high?
Yes.
For the event?
Yeah. Really,
because you were very you were depressing me going into the event, and I don't even watch.
I'm very critical. I've been very critical of the WWE lately because their storytelling, their stuff has just been crap. But this Roman Reigns stuff is the real deal, and actually the whole show was good.
Is it making up for, or did they bring in new writers?
No, I think
not writers.
No, but I think it's just giving Reigns some freedom to do his thing, and you let him have, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, it's good. So anyway.
Okay, have we wrapped up the defensive part of the conversation?
For now, we can come back. We'll probably get back to it.
Nick Balvano, is there anything that jumped off the page to you, positive or negative, on the defensive end?
Well, I mean, Satterfield said it postgame, just talking about, and you guys mentioned it too, just their ability to, you know, get, I mean, that's a solid quarterback. The fact that they were able to get off the field so quickly was kind of nice. I mean, the defense looked...
Towards the end, you were expecting them to get off the field.
Yeah. No, seriously.
That's fascinating.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. That kind of became the expectation, that it wasn't just like, oh, wow, they did it again. It was just like, okay, let's get them off the field. Let's try to get it back to our offense. Yes. Yeah. And I will say Perrin had a really good point, I thought, this morning. End of the second quarter. I don't like being Captain Hindsight, uh-huh. being, you know, a coach's kid and whatnot. Of course, it's easier when you have like a whole day to process it. Mm. But it did seem like they were being a little conservative there. Mm-hmm. Like, why not try to get a little something going? You're getting the ball back to start the second half, and
because Malik was playing like crap.
I know, but it just. I feel like
we were all waiting for him, though, to break out. We were all waiting for him to catch the big play.
It was going to be that moment. And look, I got spoiled because, like, I came into the game a little late. Mm-hmm. So I tuned in right as they converted that third and long to Marshawn Ford. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I was like, look at us converting on third down. And then the stat popped up, and I was like, ooh, what have I missed? Like, I was okay.
Does
like,
the Marshawn Ford have the fewest drops out of all the receivers?
What, pound for pound, that dude's got some mitts. I mean,
Steve, does he have the fewest drops?
I was thinking, maybe.
Back yeah, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that's fine. But seriously, that's a good point that you bring up. And I mean, he's not the flashiest of the, you know, mm-hmm. receiving core, but I mean, he's still getting the, you know, the job done. I mean, it was one of those games that was just really frustrating. I mean, when you look at it and you only lose by a field goal, and you can easily point to all the things that are going wrong. What's the latest with Mikhail Malik Cunningham? What's his health? Because that didn't look good. I mean, what?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. The people on YouTube get to see this. I always say on the B-Show, this is why we need video. You guys actually have it. And the look that David was shooting you was just like... like an older brother turning to a younger brother, like, shut up, mom's gonna get mad at us.
I'm not gonna talk about it. But
okay, let me just I'll do this for the people right now.
Okay,
I'll give this disclaimer. People, Steve knows me, and he knows that the days that I drink coffee, get prepared for kind of a phlegmy. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to step in a couple times because you know I get just sugar's bad for you, people. What am I gonna say? Sugar's bad. White sugar is bad for you. And Marcus Maben, his body, because he doesn't eat a lot of sugar, his body lets him know immediately, dude.
We need some sugar.
No, stop it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You're the opposite. Oh,
yeah, okay. I get phlegmy immediately, okay? Yeah. So if I have to stop and clear my throat, people, understand that it's just, I did it today. I wanted it. I wanted some sugar. I wanted some coffee. And y'all are going to pay for it a little bit with my clearing the throat. That being said, don't make me the bad guy on this one. But I can't go another day. I can't exist on this planet. I can't have a radio show. I can't be as experienced as I am with the intricacies of athletes and athleticism and athletic psychological behavior. I played. I was coached by Scott Davenport, along with others, Coach Crum. I have been groomed to recognize post-success behavior versus post-failure behavior.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. When I looked at the video of the injury that took place with Malik, I was questioning how bad it really was. Because in my athletic eyes, I think if he completes that pass, I don't think he's on the ground as long. I think if he completes that pass, he's up and running the first down play, the next play. If we miraculously catch that football and get a first down, he continues to go.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want. Yeah, I'm not that guy. I respect the health of the athlete 1,000% more than any of you listening. But I also, Coach Davenport, he said it to me, and it took me 15 years to admit it to myself. If we win this game, Marcus, you're not limping. That's loser's limp.
Yeah.
He said it to me, hurt my feelings all to hell. It hurt my feelings. I give everything for this game, coach.
I know.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
I know.
If I got to go to the training room, I got to go to the training room. It 15 years later, I got up out of bed and said, you know what? Coach, you were right. You were right. We lost that game, and I limped up the ramp at Freedom Hall. And instead of going right to the locker room, I turned in to go see Jerry May and Trey and I played under rub some dirt on it kind of trainers. Great trainer staff, by the way. But I saw the way trainers and coaches could roll their eyes, and not just me, anybody who stunk it up. You better not be in that training room. And I know that's an archaic mentality, right? But I saw the alertness of Malik to kind of look downfield, see how the result is. And then, like I said, he's tough. A friend of mine pointed it out to me that a lot of times after bad plays, he looks a little slower to the huddle.
Well, that guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
So, I'm not going to make light of anything that took place, but I will say I think He's fine.
U of L said he's fine. So
anyway. I thought he was.
I was gonna say I didn't see if there was. I know yeah. Satterfield addressed it post game, but yeah. I didn't. See, I mean, he got yeah. carted off the field.
I was put it this way. Forward. I just think they were extra cautious.
Sure.
With the injury.
Sure.
What's wrong with you? Put your gear on. I said, put your gear on.
Yeah, that's
from that camp. Yeah, yeah, I know. You got a bad bruise.
That's where I'm from.
You know what? Put your street clothes on, because I got no time for quitters.
Come on, Herb. Nobody's quitting here.
No, Coach Davenport, I'm really hurt.
Money there to keep you busy. Bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, you candy ass.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
You want me to play, huh? Is that what you want?
I want you to be a hockey player.
I am a hockey player. You want me to play on one leg?
It's one of the greatest. That's one of the greatest movies.
Now it wasn't that bad. I mean, that's kind of a bit of a stretch. But
have you ever saw that movie?
I've seen the scene, the YouTube scene.
That movie's tremendous, dude.
Okay, we've addressed that.
Sorry, anytime I could shoehorn hockey and wrestling in, I'm going to.
No, that was perfect.
AJ Styles theme and then Miracle.
No, that was perfect.
No problem. Perfect. Okay, so. We've acknowledged
should
that.
Should clarify, we're not calling McNeil candy ass.
Right.
I want people to know that.
Right. I didn't want to tiptoe around that without saying I respect every injury. And I don't know. I'm not in a training room or anything. But I just, like I said, his immediate reaction said, ugh, the result. I might as well state. It's like the roll my ankle on defense.
Yeah.
And offense, I got nasty crossovers for you.
Yeah.
And I got all kind of good stuff for you on the offensive end.
I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay. So
let's do this. Because everybody wants to jump right to it. Offensive line, Malik Cunningham. Give me a sliding scale of how you felt Blaine versus Blaine. Slide that scale. It starts at 50. Which way does it slide? Cunningham on one end, offensive line at the other.
I move it 70, Malik. I didn't think he was good, man. And I know. Listen, this is my eye watching the game, and I'm okay if people want to disagree, because I mean it is a fair question. I think the offensive line is not great.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that. I do think Pitt has three NFL guys on that defensive line. I think that they're probably the best defensive line that will play. I think they're better than Miami. I think they're better than Notre Dame.
I didn't think so until I heard Scott Satterfield,
mm-hmm.
Coach Scott Satterfield.
See, I thought so before the game. And I do think
you just thought we could neutralize it going into the game.
Yeah,
with our playmakers.
With your playmakers, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just about the Pitt game. And this is odd because it's like we wanted Malik to throw for 300 some yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that. But it just doesn't feel like he's giving his guys a chance, man. Like, I believe we have good receivers, and I don't think the receivers aren't at fault 100%.
Listen, yeah. we will get to the receiver part of that, because we talk about them in a given too much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In a given, we're gonna have to question some things about that.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
But they really can't make plays if you're not going to give them a chance, and like Texter says, man, that O line is horrible. I don't. They're not great. Okay. I'm not, that's why I say, I'm not saying, okay, well, it didn't matter, because I get it. And I saw Ennis tweet during the game and was kind of talking about, you know, man, any of Louisville's quarterbacks may have struggled back there. And I don't know that I don't totally disagree with that. So I'm not totally just crapping on Malik here, but this has been more than one game. And I just don't feel like he is. I mean, I feel like every game I'm going, give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like.
And here's what I also don't want to do. Because we fall victim to this often, Steve. The snapshot play. The snapshot play you remember of Malik just getting overwhelmed, right? Let's say that happened three times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good defensive line pressure up the middle made Malik look helpless on three plays.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and there were a couple.
Listen, there were some.
Anybody but Aaron Rodgers, because he's Satan, would have been able to.
He's awesome.
No, he's the devil. Awesome. No, he's not awesome. Do you think if you think the devil's awesome.
Well, the devil was once an angel.
Sure. Fair enough. Lawyered.
Okay.
I lose.
Okay. Don't snapshot those three plays where he got crushed. Because in good football, quarterbacks are going to get overwhelmed, right?
Sure.
Good quarterbacks. But there were times where he needed a half a second to let somebody get out of their break, right? The half a second was there by stepping up in the pocket.
Sorry.
Don't make fun of me, Steve.
I'm not. Take another drink of that sugar coffee. But see, that's the thing. You're right. And
the half a second.
The
full second.
The literal one step into the pocket and set your feet and throw the football, I think would change a lot, man. Now look, I'm okay if you want to say, yeah, Steve, what's our other option? I don't know. Okay, that's why I'm not jumping on Coach Satterfield today or Frank Ponce or anything, because I don't know. I'm not in practice.
But this is another thing that's making me go full contact practices now.
Yeah.
I need live stuff. I need people stepping up in the pocket. Coach Satterfield, he likes a large quarterback room, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about making moves, but I'm talking about upping the competition level in the quarterback room with live plays.
And
accountability.
Can Conley do it? Could T. Webb do it? Because is it a throwaway year and you throw T. Webb in there some and run some two quarterback?
See, now
I don't, I hate to use throwaway year because, God, it sounds so loserish. But what I mean by throwaway year is everybody keeps their eligibility. So, but it's still not. I mean, especially now with the Big Ten being back, it's starting to feel like real football is back. You know, you're like, oh no, it's going to be a real.
No, listen, understand what I'm saying. I need some other.
And the SEC made it feel like real football again, too.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed.
Saturday really, truthfully felt like, okay, football is back.
So,
yeah.
Between stepping up in the pocket or, like here's the me. I'm a solutions guy. I am a. Big long-term fixer, solutions guy. Today, we're on a shot clock.
Yeah.
If the offensive line is going to be this bad, I'm going to put Malik, I'm going to put all my quarterbacks on the shot clock.
Yeah.
You got three seconds from snap to throw. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to mentally speed you up because what it looks like is, like I said, we've been kind of speed training.
Yeah,
because everybody's fast and everybody's clean, but it doesn't look. They don't look gritty enough. You know, they don't look like he's again. I know you want to keep Malik healthy, right? But you got to step up in that pocket and be willing to take a hit. It's a quarterback's number one sacrifice.
Yeah,
stepping up in the pocket. You know, he doesn't have a motion. He doesn't have a quick flick. So with that may come some tipped footballs.
Yeah.
But also a lot more completions.
Yeah.
it worries you that the quarterback receiver connection rhythm.
Yeah.
Is falling behind.
Yeah, I agree.
It's almost like the receivers may need to see some different angles of footballs coming out at them.
No, listen, I agree.
They need to draw some passes.
Do you want to get Jake for a break?
Jake, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is what I got, Marcus. Steve. Left tackle. We have a problem at left tackle. Number 74 is not getting it done. Number 91 was in the backfield the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about Malik's accuracy. Malik, at the end of that game, ain't nothing wrong with Malik. He felt like a third grader, because he threw that ball, and then he looked up. and see where it went. And then he went down to the ground.
Yeah, I won't name call, but I will say I think he does get up a little quicker if that's a completed play.
But I believe he should man up and get himself back in. Or Scott Satterfield, what I would do if I was him, I would bring in Conley. I would bring in Conley. Well, since you hurt, since we carried you off the field, well, maybe you need to ride this pine along with number 74, who can't block. You know, put it there.
Jake, listen, we're coming up on break. I appreciate the call. That's a little old school fan attitude right there, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
listen, and here's the thing, Jake. I said the exact same thing you're saying in the heat of the moment. Listen, I fire everybody. I take scholarships. I change the play calls. I do this. Having been said, though, You still respect the health. You know, I won't name call it. I just acknowledge it's a little different. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93, rolling along here on 939 The Ville.